All right, so the Wolverine interview might be a bit of an exaggeration, but honestly, it's not too far off from a number of interviews I've sat through. In order to explain an interview, I like to compare it to the first date. You're looking for specific things to see if you can make a match with that person, or in this case, the residency is looking for specific behaviors and ideas to see if they can make a match with you. The first thing that people look for is attractiveness, and this is purely aesthetic. Do I like the way he or she looks? Now, this is a two-way street. They're looking to see if they like the way you look and how you'll fit their system. But on the same token, you can look at their system and see how they look and see if you think you'll fit in there as well. Second, people look for similarity in their partners. Or in this case, people look for similarity in the residents that they're looking to bring into their system. Do you have anything in common with the system? Will you be a good match if they bring you in? You need to explain how this happens in the interview process. Third, we look for reciprocity. If you go out on a date with somebody and they're texting everybody and they're not paying attention, you're not going to want to go on another date with that person. The same thing holds true in the interview process. You have to show that you are genuinely interested in the program that you are interviewing with. Even if this is your safe interview or your last-ditch effort, you need to show that you're interested. Fourth, exchange. Can they get something from you? Will you fit their system? Will they be able to gain something by offering you a position? And the last thing that you look for in a first date, well, maybe not in a first date, but the last thing that they're going to look for in an interview is competence. Can they learn from you? Are you knowledgeable? And a lot of this is decided by your test scores before you ever come in.